Need to talk to Claire.
Okay. We don't have any communications here.
Hello.
Claire?
Yes.
He says, I just can't see him now. He says, maybe...
Superb job you did following what had to be done by the Kennedy family, but you held up the United States government.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Stevenson, have you seen his speech up at the UN today?
I saw yesterday a draft they had, and the previous draft, and worked very hard to get some of the specifics out that I thought would tie your hands too much right now.
I don't believe he's got much specifics in it, but he does say that we speak of the joint adventure, and we proposed it some time ago, and we want to go ahead with it, and I want to be sure it's your background and you, we didn't get in conflict.
Right. I would, from your standpoint and from the standpoint of the domestic problems we got in Congress, I would like to see it stated a little differently, but I'm prepared to accept it the way it is, and I just decided I wasn't going to bother you with a matter like this with all you had on you. Can I say one other thing?
Sure.
I called Dean Rust because we've been having a real problem here with the military, which I've called you once or twice, but you were either in foreign country or flying from California to Texas, and I knew that when the issue came up, we could get together. They have got several proposals in. McNamara wanted very much to have the director of the budget sort of moderate a session between him and me, trying to look at both programs. In the meantime, they wrote a memorandum proposing that we move rapidly now and have a space station run by the military and transfer the Gemini over there with some funding by the Air Force in 1965. Now, I thought this is going much too far for the president, whether President Kennedy or President Johnson. Of course, at that time, I did not know what would happen in Dallas. So I got a hold of Dean Rusk personally and said, now, we've got to look at this with the greatest of care. And he asked me to talk with Llewellyn Thompson and get a full picture of where we stood with the Russians and what might be done. Thompson, I saw him Thursday night, before this happening down in Dallas. He thinks, and I think, that space may be one of the things, if you approached it secretly and without too much fanfare in the open, that you might possibly have some kind of
agreement on.
Yeah, well, you and Khrushchev might be able to come closer together on this than many other matters.
Yeah.
Now, Tommy Thompson is a man you certainly want to talk to some.
Yeah, I saw him today. He was in with me. I saw McCoyan today.
Now, Russ told me this, and I must tell you this. He said for me to deal with Tommy Thompson and nobody else in the State Department until we got further along. So sometime when you have a chance, let me know. But I wouldn't bother this speech now. I think I'd let it go on through.
No, I just want you to help on it. If they go to you, I don't want you all to get in a fight about it.
No, that's right. Okay. We've done that, and I'm satisfied, although I wish it could be a little better from the standpoint I just mentioned to you, but I can't tell them that, see?
Okay. Now, in our budget next year, you know pretty well what they got on for you?
They gave me originally $5.6 billion with $200 million put in a reserve for manned space flight. Now, this is going to present a real serious problem unless you're prepared to slip the lunar landing out of this decade. But this is a subject we need to talk of with considerable care.
Maybe we can step it up a year later.
Well, I think there's some things we can do that won't hurt you too much in your overall budget, but which will make it look better.
We got to get one that's fairly reasonable, and we're getting close to the day, and it's got to go up there, so I'll be talking to you about it.
Thank you, sir. Call me if there's anything at all of any kind I can do, personal or official.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.